Amelia Adams, yeah, that's me. Amelia Adams is the Channel 9 chief US reporter, and she joins us once a week to keep us in touch with what's going on in the US of A. She's on the telephone line now, live from California. Are you at home? Are you back in California? Good morning, Amelia.
I am. A very good morning to you, and I am in LA on a foggy morning, which is often the case here. And who knows where I'll be in a couple of days' time. That's the thrill of the job.
That is the joy of your job. You just don't know where you go. So your editor, so is it Channel 9 in Australia? They ring you and say, Amelia, we want you here now.
Well, it's more that we ring them and say, this has happened and I'm going here, because this is sort of the decisions that we've got to make on the fly.
Is that an exciting way to live? I mean, you wake up in the morning and you're looking at the news, and so you ring Channel 9 and you say, I've got to be here, this is breaking news, and you just jump on a plane and off you go.
Yeah, we might be in the office and watch something happening and say, oh, this is getting bigger than we thought it was, let's send a crew. Or it might be that I've gone to bed, and it's happened quite recently, actually, and Sydney rang me and said, it was one in the morning here, and said, you know, there's been this shooting on the East Coast and there's more and more people dead and we think you should get to the airport. So it sort of happens both ways. It is an exciting way to live. It's a challenging way to live with two small children, I have to say.
I was a single person
operating on my own time.
Yeah, I know. If you were years younger and single and no children, you could drop everything easily. Mm. But you've got a family now. It must be very, very exciting. But anyway, here you are, live around Australia on the Triple M network. Can you please explain to us, because we're hearing news, and you'll hear news today, folks, about this Colonial Pipeline, the largest gasoline pipeline in the United States. It was shut down by hackers last Friday. Mm. What's the story with this?
Look, this is big news domestically. And I mean, as you said, you know, one of America's biggest pipelines, it's actually basically from Texas all the way up the East Coast to New York, obviously, you know, carries gas and jet fuel as well. And as you said, it was forced to shut down in a ransomware hit. And they're saying this morning they believe, no surprises, that a Russian criminal group may be responsible. The group known as DarkSide, which sounds very sort of morbid and dangerous. It's relatively new, apparently, but is into this business of extorting big companies. So that's the idea here, that perhaps this has been a cyber hit to shut down the pipeline and, you know, extort money, because obviously this is a hugely important piece of infrastructure that America needs up and running. It's already affecting prices. It's going to hit drivers. It's going to hit the aviation industry as well. Very, very hard. So it's a very, very sophisticated hit on the corporate computer networks there by this ransomware attack. The company said that it shut the pipeline down itself in response, you know, in a precautionary act, not that the Russian or whoever the hackers were managed to do that. But it's big news, and it obviously shows, you know, a certain vulnerability in the infrastructure here. And I've just seen that the Department of National Security is holding a press conference in about an hour. So I think we'll get to find out a bit more detail about the response to it. But it certainly is having an impact right up the East Coast, and then that flows across the whole country.
It's old news now, but I just want to know what the feeling in the United States is about Biden pulling troops out of Afghanistan. Of course, Australian troops, we have 80 there now, when they'll be pulled out. Yes. Is the consensus amongst the American people that that's the right thing to do?
People I've spoken to, it is. And, you know, Trump was going down that track as well, withdrawing troops was one of his big legacies, or what he says is one of his big legacies. And I think the final withdrawal, which actually is going to coincide with the 20th anniversary of September 11th, this year. That's when the final US troop withdrew. So that'll be a big day here, obviously. Has been pretty well received by Americans. Obviously, it's a divisive issue, and people in the military may have different opinions. But certainly, the sort of if you apply the so-called pub test, Luke, it's been 20 years, and people seem to be quite accepting of that decision by the Biden administration.
Yeah, God, I remember. Do you remember exactly where were you on September 11th? 2001.
Yeah, I was at home. Yeah. I was in Sydney. And I think I was back from, I must have been back from university visiting mum and dad, which turned out to be a good thing because I remember all just sitting around the television with the family and just incredible. Just incredible.
I was working for Sydney radio station 2GB and I was doing breakfast, can you believe this, filling in for Graham Richardson. And and I got a phone call from the program director at 11 o'clock at night, I think it was, or 10. He said, mate, get out of bed, put your feet on the floor and turn your telly on. And I came in and I did breakfast for 2 days with Terry Willisey on 2GB that day and the next day. So, God, for me, and I just arrived in Sydney from the bush, from Bathurst. So there you go.
There you go. Well, I was visiting home from Bathurst where I was at uni, and I think, you know, this year, Luke's new degree will be one of those years, 20th anniversary, that everyone will sort of say, my goodness, has it been 20 years?
20 years.
Since that day, remembering where they were and having a look at where the world is now.
It changed the world forever, didn't it? It changed the world forever. On a lighter note, Elon Musk, he took to hosting Saturday Night Live on the weekend. I don't know why Saturday Night Live thought that this was necessary. I know that they've been slipping in the ratings. Elon Musk is a clever bloke. I give him that. A genius. But comedy ain't his thing, Amelia. Are you with me?
No, I'm with you. And they've had, you know, they've had a range of interesting host decisions. I mean, Donald Trump hosted Saturday Night Live. Lots of people have hosted it. But Elon, I thought, was a strange, a bit of an odd one. The reviews aren't great. To be kind to him, the reviews aren't great. He's been panned for his awkwardness. Interesting that he spoke about the fact that he has Asperger's, which I think, you know, a lot of people, you know, he does sometimes struggle to communicate. He is an absolute genius, and those are things that people would relate to if they have Asperger's or they know someone with Asperger's. So that was interesting. I thought the best bit was when he brought his mum on for a little Happy Mother's Day message. It was also a very awkward exchange, but at least it was kind of cute. But, you know, he is just massive. I'm not sure what it's like back home at the moment, but he's so big in the news here. I mean, he's just constantly, you know, firing off rockets, and his company, SpaceX, is launching, they say they'll be launching the first civilian mission to space later this year, and he's one of several because the commercial space race out of America is well and truly on, Luke.
Now, you've got SpaceX, you've got Virgin Galactic, you've got Blue Origin.
Yeah.
God.
That's it. And Virgin Galactic's an interesting one because they were supposed to launch their paying tourists. You've had people who've paid about $300,000 Australian dollars, you know, 20 years ago for these tickets, right? They've sold 600 tickets. Which I think, you know, for context, only 600 people have ever been to space.
Would you go?
Only 600 humans have ever been. I've been thinking about this. I would go, I would be more likely to go with SpaceX and NASA because I feel like, you know, NASA would.
They've got the runs on the board.
I feel like, they've got runs on the board. I feel like the commercial ones are a little bit more of a risk. And Virgin Galactic was meant to be doing that this year, and in fact any day now they'll be doing a test flight, and then they've got a couple more at the end of this year. They're sending Richard Branson into space, obviously a bit of a PR stunt to say, look, if I can do it, I'm the boss, anyone can do it. And they're now saying their timeline is early 2022 for their first four paying customers, and like I said, they have sold 600 tickets.
How much
and
are
you've
tickets
got, you know, $300,000 Australian dollars.
And what do you get for that? For $300,000, do you get a movie?
You don't. You get
do you get champagne on the right?
No, you don't even get salted peanuts. You know what they do? A couple of days of training at the spaceport first. So they say that they become sort of amateur astronauts.
Yeah.
And then they take them up in one of their spacecraft. They drop the fire off the rocket. They drop them, I think it's about 35,000 feet, and then they blast into, you know, suborbital. It's literally a few minutes. But I have seen the view from inside one of these spaceships. Virgin gave me this incredible vision. And you look out and you look back to Earth, and that is obviously, that's what people are paying for.
Yeah. Well, 300,000 for a few minutes. You say you go up into space and then come back down again. Would you pay 300K if you had it? 133353 is the number. The other question is sending a manned mission to Mars. Amelia Adams, Channel 9 senior correspondent in the United States, live. If you had the opportunity to go to Mars, but there was an absolute no guarantee you would get back, would you do it?
No, I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
I've got no. I'm quite happy on Earth at this point.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the daughter of a pilot, and so I have this strong respect for aircraft. I'm happy to watch these people who have paid a lot of money be the first to head off into space. And, you know, the Mars thing is fascinating. I mean, Elon Musk talks about this a lot, the fact that there's going to be a community of humans on Mars, and this is going to happen sort of in our lifetime, which is just incredible when you think about it. But I don't need to, personally, I don't have a motivation to be a part of that. But, you know, there's a long list of people who've paid the money to head just for those few minutes in space, and you've got Tom Hanks and you've got Justin Bieber and Katy Perry. Princess Eugenie was rumoured to have paid the money as well. So it's going to be interesting when we start to see these flights taking off, you know, who gets on them.
Amelia Adams is with us live from the United States. Is it a nice day in LA today?
It is a little bit smoggy, but what happens here is that generally sort of clears off by midday, and it's blue sky, and it is beautiful weather. It's, I can tell you, especially after a couple of years in London, it's very good for morale, very good for the mood.
All
always
right.
Sunny.
It's great to talk to you every week. We really appreciate it. Thank you, Amelia, and we'll talk again next week. Have a great day, and have a look at this press conference, and you never know where we will see you on Channel 9 tonight. You could be anywhere.
That's it. Thanks, Luke. Talk soon.
See you, Amelia. Bye-bye. Amelia Adams, live from the United States. Seriously, would you pay 300 large to go into space? And it's only a few minutes. So you do your training, then you go up through the atmosphere, they dump the rocket, it turns around and it falls back down to Earth. But you get to go out of the atmosphere into space and look back down on the Earth. Would you pay $300,000 for that? Just asking. 133353 is the telephone number. You're listening to The Night Shift around Australia on the Triple M Network.